Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 4th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off today, Apple has announced the next generation M3 MacBook Air, available in 13-inch and 15-inch screen sizes. The new laptops feature the M3 chip inside with faster CPU and GPU performance, an upgraded neural engine, and up to 2 times faster Wi-Fi, thanks to support for Wi-Fi 6E. The new chip also supports connecting up to 2 external displays at the same time, but there is a slight gotcha here because it only works when the laptop lid is closed. This means you can now have your MacBook Air desk set up with 2 external displays, up from the previous limit of 1 external display, but the laptop lid must stay in clamshell mode. If the lid is open, the MacBook Air screen is on and you can only have 1 active external display, just like the previous M1 and M2 generation. So this continues to be one of the regressions compared to the Intel-powered MacBook Air, when you could connect 2 external screens and also actively use the laptop screen. As far as specs are concerned, the M3 MacBook Air features an 8-core CPU combined with an up to 10-core GPU. Apple says it's the best consumer laptop for artificial intelligence thanks to the inclusion of a faster 16-core neural engine. The overall design of the M3 MacBook Air is the same as the M2, but notably, the Midnight version of the MacBook Air features a new anodization seal on the outside to reduce visible fingerprints, as previously debuted on the M3 MacBook Pro in Space Black last fall. You can order the new laptop starting today from the Apple online store, with the M3 13-inch starting at $1,099 and the 15-inch starting at $1,299. Apple has also discontinued the M1 MacBook Air and made the 13-inch M2 MacBook Air cheaper, now available for $999. The M2 version of the 15-inch MacBook Air has also been discontinued. So you can get the M2 MacBook Air with a 13-inch screen for $999, the M3 MacBook Air with a 13-inch screen for $1099, or the M3 15-inch MacBook Air for $1299. In other news today, the European Union Commission officially announced that it is fining Apple 1.8 billion euros, or about $2 billion, for abusing its dominant position in the market for distribution of music streaming services and abusive App Store rules. Specifically, the EU says that Apple's anti-steering provisions in the App Store guidelines prevented Spotify and other Apple Music competitors from telling customers about alternative ways to subscribe. Apple rejects the findings and says it will appeal the decision and says the EU has found no evidence of consumer harm and ignores the reality of a market that is, quote, thriving, competitive, and growing fast. The $2 billion fine is the culmination of an investigation that has spanned more than a decade, and the $2 billion amount is proportionate to Apple's global revenues and, quote, necessary to achieve deterrence, according to the EU Commission. The EU says that the anti-steering provisions are, quote, an unfair trading condition, end quote, which makes them illegal under EU law. In addition to the fine, Apple has been ordered to remove the anti-steering provisions from its App Store guidelines in the EU going forward. This has kind of already happened, because in the time since the EU investigation was opened, Apple has relaxed its App Store guidelines in a few different ways. The current App Store guidelines include a carve-out for apps that are deemed, quote, reader apps, of which Spotify is one, to add an external link inside their app for account management and payment options. But it's unclear whether the current incarnation of the App Store rules are considered enough to satisfy the EU's demand. And finally, as we've said before, any changes to the App Store guidelines will only apply to music streaming services, as that was the scope of the EU's investigation. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. It automatically applies the best discount codes across over 100,000 retailer sites. Start saving today and add the Capital One Shopping extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, last month, Apple said that iOS 17.4 would remove support for home screen web apps in the European Union due to requirements under the Digital Markets Act related to support for alternative browser engines on iPhone. But Apple is now walking back that decision and says it will continue to offer the existing home screen web apps capability in the EU. Apple's decision to remove home screen web apps, also known as progressive web apps or PWAs, faced a lot of criticism. The Open Web Advocacy Organization, for example, said that, quote, entire categories of apps will no longer be viable on the web as a result of the change. Last month, Apple said that it would have to build an entirely new integration architecture that does not currently exist on iOS to address the security and privacy concerns associated with web apps that use alternative browser engines. But with this announcement, Apple has reversed course and said that home screen web apps will continue to exist as they did pre-iOS 17.4 in the European Union. This support means home screen web apps will continue to be built directly on WebKit and its security architecture to align with the security and privacy model for native apps on iOS. So this means that all home screen web apps will still be powered by WebKit, regardless of whether the app was added using Safari or not, exactly as it works in other countries and has worked for years. To me, this is an example of the vagueness of the Digital Markets Act, and reading between the lines, it sounds like Apple thought it couldn't offer WebKit-powered home screen web apps in the EU because of the DMA's guidelines on browser equality. But in the 2 weeks since the initial announcement and the associated pushback, Apple came to the realization, one way or another, that it was mistaken. iOS 17.4 is expected to be released to everyone sometime this week. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.